Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, greetings, hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
True. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The Nuggets take Game 1 over the Heat. In a breeze, 104-93 is your final. The Nuggets were never in trouble. Right now, Nikola Jokic is on set talking about Game 1. I really want to see Mark Jackson with Shaq and Charles and everybody. Hey, Mark. Hey, look at Nikola Jokic. First guy to ever debut in the NBA Finals with a triple-double. Boy, wouldn't he be the MVP? Don't you think he's the MVP?
I really think there was a missed opportunity, not only to have Mark Jackson show up and have that one-on-one confrontation.
Photobomb! Oh, we're getting photobombed by Mark Jackson! He's just standing behind Jokic while he's getting interviewed.
Why didn't Scottie Pippen get a suit to show up? Come on.
Oh, dude, it's you know what?
You know Jokic is better than Jordan.
Hang on.
Michael was a bum.
Hang on. I think it's too soon for Scottie Pippen because
it's too soon,
I don't think he's quite at that point where we can have him on TV and we know things will be okay.
How many people do you think would show up courtside with pictures of Michael Jordan's son?
Oh, so many. So many. They might show up just themselves. Jordan's son and Larson might show up to that. Hey, Scottie Pippen's with us. Scottie, what do you have to say?
Hey, thanks, Charles. You know, you suck too. You were terrible. You were just, everybody liked you because you were funny. You were fun to say things, but you never won a championship. You suck, Charles.
And then they suck.
There's a huge fight. And Shaq, you were only good because you were tall. I mean, that was it. I mean, everybody knew what you were about. You never tried to get better. You never tried to make free throws, none of that stuff. All you guys, you suck. And Ernie Johnson, you suck too. I can't believe anybody actually gave you a job, put you on TV. All you other guys, you all suck. I don't know.
Sounds about right.
Can you trust Scottie
Pippen?
You know
what he might, though? He might soften it a little bit by spitting a few of Shaq's rhymes from back in the day.
I don't.
A tisket, a tasket, I tear down the basket.
I don't think that'll work.
I'll hit you like Spielberg. You get your ass kicked in the park.
Jalen Rose, you peaked in 1990 when you were at the Fab Five. Yes, you had black sneakers. You were the first. That's great. You didn't win a championship either, okay? Closest you got was the finals once. You suck, too. Where's everybody else? Oh, J.J. Redick. I'm just walk away, man. Just walk away.
I don't know. He hates everybody. I don't know. Actually, the two of them could be fun.
I don't know.
Scottie Pippen and J.J. Redick? The hate watching and the hate being spit back and forth.
Oh, man.
I mean, that'd be like any epic, you know, Jedi fight in all the Star Wars movies.
Hey, if this is going to be a four-game sweep, which I kept telling you it's going to be, you may need to interject like, hey, and have Scottie Pippen.
You crown him.
I don't know. Maybe I'm coming around to that now just in the last couple of minutes.
See what I did there?
Yeah, that might have been a good idea.
I'm trying to speak that into
existence. Well, that's, you know, because sometimes when you hear an idea and it doesn't speak to you right away, you think, okay, why not? But then you reason
you
it out.
Through it. Right? Yeah.
That's no, why I'm a great leader, because I'm someone that, hey, if it's not my idea, I can listen to it. I say, hey, you know what? I like that.
And then you'll take credit for it.
Exactly. Hey, you know what? When it's not an NBA Finals night, do I have a story for you about something like that in my radio career? Do I have a story like that? Trust me. But 104-93, a huge victory by the Nuggets, who were never in trouble in this game. And nothing I saw tonight takes me away from my Nuggets in four. Nothing.
No.
Because
I might be retracting my Nuggets in six. I might be giving a game back.
You might be.
You know what? Let's push that one down.
All right. Like, game one is the game where you expect the Heat to come in with something a little bit different and try to cause problems.
Well, but it's one or the other, right? Either it's inspired and it's something you've never seen before, or the altitude gets them.
No, I'm sure the altitude.
Rest versus it like? Rust.
It was so hard to breathe. See, I'm always on the side.
Too damn hot.
In the NBA, I am now fully on the side of rest over rust.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because you see, teams wear down at the end because they play too much. Even younger teams, they wear down because they play too much. So, yeah, give me rest over rust all the time. All the time. Now, certain sports like baseball, which is predicated on every day, I don't know about rest versus rust, because that's something where, boy, if you get out of rhythm for a game one, you're just not there, and maybe because you're a starting pitcher, you haven't pitched in 9 days. Yeah, that might be a little difficult. You have trouble locating in the first couple of innings and team gets five runs, you lose 5-1, suddenly you're losing. That's up in the air just because baseball is an everyday sport. But something like this, yeah, completely rest over rust, which is why I knew no matter what you saw tonight, the Nuggets were going to take game one. There was no way the Heat were going to come in into the altitude with some kind of game plan after 7 games of what they went through, or the Heat against the Celtics, 7 games what they went through to get here. And I mean it. I go back to what I said the beginning of the show. The height advantage and the size advantage of the Nuggets is just too big to ignore. And they're not only big, but they're fast. There's nothing the Heat can do. I don't know. Eric Spoelstra's a great head coach, but I don't know how you out-scheme this. This is a game where the Nuggets kind of had like a B-plus type game. Jokic had a triple-double, but he was a huge distributor early. He didn't dent the scoreboard a lot. Didn't matter. They were out to a 20-22 point lead. The Nuggets were able to hold on to it, and the Heat never got to within more than 8 at any time, and the game was over from the middle of the second quarter.
Well, yeah, they bludgeoned them. I mean, so B+. I mean, you're just a harsh grader, man. Like, no partial credit of any of that. 17-point lead at half, and we'd seen the distribution. We talked about it earlier. Points in the paint, 32 points for Denver in that first half. That was a 14-point differential, 32-18 outscoring their points in transition. The easy buckets, I don't think there's an extra category for that, but a lot of those 32 points in the first half were easy feeds from Jokic, quick layups or dunks, and you saw just feasting at the rim. For the night, you had 5 players for the Nuggets in double figures, including Bruce Brown, who just wore the greatest cowboy hat to the podium. So extra points for him. So good job there. The thing, if you're the Heat, You had 8 turnovers, so you took care of the ball well. You had 11 offensive rebounds, some long rebounds off some terrible shots, off of some easy looks. And that was, I think, probably the most frustrating thing. We saw it with Duncan Robinson, and we sure as hell saw it from Max Strus. Between he and Martin, they go 1 of 17 tonight. And yes, we can celebrate defense wherever we want, right? Remember the Lakers, the vaunted Laker defense that kind of got steamrolled game after game. Same thing here. Nuggets, give them credit. Like, missed shots, they count as a defensive stat. We'll see how many of those looks get made in future games, especially the ones that you just saw, the extra step, the extra bounce. Duncan Robinson calling him out specifically because I think he might have killed a man. If anybody had been down on the low block crashing for a board, did a good job sidestepping the defender, sized up. And for him, he's got a catch in rhythm. That's what we're learning more and more on Duncan Robinson. If he thinks about it, he's missing badly. Mm-hmm. He was 1 of 6 on the night. 1 of 6 from 3-point range. So, guys, you were banking on to at least give you some level of contribution. Martin, Strus, and Robinson combined to go 2 of 23. You ain't winning many ball games that way.
Yeah, but is that something that you can remedy? Is that something where you can say it's as simple as missed shots, or is it how are you going to get these shots up over this Nuggets defense? That's a tough thing, man. It's really, really difficult. There's a reason why the Nuggets were the best team in the NBA from start to finish, right? They were all peaks, no valleys.
Well, and they were healthy the whole way.
Right. Exactly.
Which is, well,
why did I say if they're ever going to win the title, this has to be the
100%.
Year.
But, you know, when we talk about the regular season, and I'll die on this hill, I'm banging my trash can and sending my electronic signals to anybody that'll listen. Like, they were one of the few teams that actually cared about the regular season this year because they had everybody back and they needed the long lead to get Murray and Michael Porter Jr., especially him. His attitude is 180 degrees from what it was the bubble.
Yeah.
Everything else. And there was a great article. I forget who wrote it, but just kind of talking, it's like, look, physically, I've been to hell and back, right? Because he's had back injuries. Mm-hmm. He's missed a lot of time. He's had to be humbled because the shot didn't fall. All the expectations coming out of college that he was going to be the guy. Then he's fighting with Jamal Murray for the number 2 slot behind Jokic. And then you see what Murray has become. So kind of reconciling that and accepting his role on this squad, pretty big deal. And they needed a full season to ferret that out and to really make that work.
Right now, Steve Kerr is going, see, this is how young guys who are supposed to ascend, right? They go that way. Our guys go the other way. And that's why we got to trade Clay.
We got rid of
all
of them.
We got to trade Draymond and why Bob Myers quit, okay? Just so you know.
Well, and we got rid of all those young guys, except we paid Jordan Poole. Bob Myers, is that his final blank you to Steve Kerr and company? Hey, you got a guy, he won't play defense and his teammates want to punch him in the face. Good night, everybody.
So now I got to ask you this, because nothing is Nuggets in 4. I've said it all along. You said Nuggets in 6. Are you ready to officially give a game back and say Nuggets in 5?
Yeah, I think I'll give a game back.
Give a game back now? Give a game? You're going to have to give a game back.
I still think they win one.
It's like buying insurance in blackjack.
This, as I've pointed out, pretty much everything that could go wrong in this game.
Scott Foster and Tony Brothers can get on a plane
But legitimately, 2 foul
right
shots.
Now
I need to go. We're doing the show, so I'm paying attention, but I'm not watching how guys are getting bodied in the paint. And by the time you and I actually came on air, it was already a 17-point swell. But first half, I can't believe there's not more physicality. That maybe you get a call here and there that you didn't today. Like 2 free throws? How's that possible? You shot 96 shots for the game, only 39 of which were 3-pointers. That's a lot of extra shots where there could have been contact. You're telling me there was a cloak of invisibility, there was a shield, there was a barrier that the Denver Nuggets, neither with their hand, their forearms, their shoulders, their bodies ever penetrated? Come on, man.
4. Nuggets in 4. 4.
When's Luther Campbell singing the national anthem? He'll get that game at home.
This hour of the show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Again, Scott Foster and Tony Brothers.
Tapping them in.
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save
at progressive.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
What's in the bag? A shark or something?
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com. A dismantling of the Heat and Heat culture. 104-93 is your Nuggets victory. The game was never in doubt from the middle of the second quarter on. I've been telling you, Nuggets in four, nothing is getting me off that. Let's see what our next guest has to think. Maybe? Is there a door open for the Miami Heat a little bit? He's on Twitter, at Rick Bucher. Fox Sports 1 NBA Insider. Check out On the Ball podcast. Rick, what's happening, Rick? I said Nuggets in four. You got any hope for the Heat?
Yeah, you're looking like a smart man. I said Nuggets in five, but I was just trying to be gracious because the Heat are my daughter's favorite team, so I just needed to throw one their way, but I may have been too generous based on what we saw tonight. So.
Family. Family.
Ooh, yeah.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go in tonight. I want you to sit down with your daughter and go, hey, something very important you need to talk to you about. Sit down, and I want you to hold her hand, and I want you to say, listen, I really overestimated things. What is it, though? What is it? I have to take away that win from the Heat, and I'm saying Nuggets in four. And hopefully she's okay with it.
You don't know my daughter. I would have to hold both hands, or I'd get punched in the face.
See, our households are not very dissimilar. Rick Bucher.
Rick's daughter is Xavier McDaniel. Everybody, there we go.
There we go.
Pretty
Come
much.
On in, if you will.
Pretty much. Yeah.
All right. So where do you want to begin? The ineptitude of the shooting percentages, all the role players who couldn't hit the broadside of the barn, the height advantage, Michael Malone, who did his best sell job of, hey, this is going to be a fair fight. Where do I go?
Yeah, well, look, I think maintaining the Nuggets' focus and not relaxing, you saw it. Look, the one thing I will say with the Miami Heat, they are not going to stop playing. Mm-hmm. I think you saw that at the beginning of the fourth quarter. They cut it to 10. The problem is that the zone, their zone defense is what really gave the Celtics problems, because they didn't have anybody to put in the middle of that zone. Well, Nikola Jokic is the ideal guy to put in the middle of that zone, because he can attack the rim, he can hit the mid range, he can shoot the little floater, and the Denver Nuggets are evolved enough offensively that you're going to have cutters and you're going to have guys who can hit open three. So if you collapse on Jokic, they're going to get other looks. And they didn't play the Heat didn't play the zone until Jokic went off the floor, and then they played it, and Jeff Green and Christian Brown flashed to the middle, got the ball. They still got good looks. They even with their backups, they played zone offense 10 times better than anything that we ever saw from the Boston Celtics. And then at the end of the game, I think Eric Spoelstra was just saying, well, let's see what happens. Let's just play the zone when Jokic is out there. And it took them a couple of possessions, but then they basically got the same thing. I'm not gonna blame the Heat for anything, because I think that the run that they made to get here, and then to like criticize them because they're overmatched with a team that is just as athletic, just as well coached, and is bigger and longer athletically or physically. I mean, it's why someone would say that they're going to get swept, and why someone else would say that they're going to lose in five games. I hate being critical of the Miami Heat, because I think they've overachieved, and now that they're facing an opponent that they just don't have any answers against that I can see, it's hard for me to be critical of them, because I don't know that there's anything that they can do. They could play the perfect game, and if Denver plays anywhere close to their abilities, we're going to get the same outcome.
What did you think tonight? NBA Finals record. Fewest free throw attempts in a game. The Heat just 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Was this the Nuggets defense? You saw the size advantage. Was this, hey, Tony Brothers and Scott Foster have to get on a plane for game two? Like, where do you see this?
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, in watching the game, there weren't situations where I'm going, oh, that's a foul, or that's a foul, or that's a foul. I mean, the Heat said it. I think Gabe Vincent said it to Lisa Salters after the first quarter, that they had to put more pressure on the rim. And I think that's true. But because of that length and that size and the switchability that the Nuggets have, it was really hard for them to attack and get contact, or to force contact and get shots up. I mean, you're going to take the open shot, and that's why, again, you know, Aaron Gordon and Jeff Green trading off guarding Jimmy Butler. They're two long athletic guys who are just taller and longer than Jimmy. So that's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult for him to get to the line. And then, everybody else. I don't see the matchup where you go, this guy's going to turn the corner and either get to the rim or he's going to draw a foul. I don't see that guy on the Miami Heat. And as much as I think they've played better without Tyler Hero, him coming back potentially in game three, maybe, like, I mean, we're grasping at straws at this point, but he's one guy offensively who maybe can create a mismatch where you get that. But I don't think that they got an unfair whistle. I just think the shots that were available were, for the most part, jump shots and three-pointers. And even there, the Denver Nuggets are a disciplined defensive team. I mean, you saw it. Like, it got cut to 12, and I said, I'm watching the game with my daughter. I go, Mike Malone's ballistic right now. They just took three casual threes, and they didn't defend twice down the floor. Mike Malone's going to call a timeout, and he's going to rip them because he's not playing the score. He is playing what he expects from them. And to me, it's the biggest difference between Mike Malone and Joe Mazzulla, who, to my knowledge, I don't know that he ever challenged his team to play better than they did.
Rick Bucher with us, FS1 analyst, On the Ball podcast is what you can find as well with Rick wherever you get your audio, at Rick Bucher, RICBUCHER, where you find him. Joins us each and every week here at the Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. You bring up Joe Mazzulla because I was going to do a lot more straw grasping there for us, Rick, to belabor the point. But let's go to Mazzulla. He gets the vote of confidence, $14 million still guaranteed on that contract. Yeah, yeah. Jaylen Brown also, hey, let's get the band back together. Jason and I were looking at each other going, all right, if you're committing to that, what can you do differently other than, hey, you've got the added time of an off season?
Yeah, I mean, that's essentially it, is that you hope that, I mean, we can back up and take a look at what the Boston Celtics have done over the last few years. And it's been, you know, they've been one of the most successful teams overall in the Eastern Conference, if not in the entire league. It's hard to look at that and be disappointed in their performance in certainly in this last series in the Eastern Conference Finals and say, let's tear it up and go in another direction. I understand why they would, with a first-year head coach and a 26-year-old in Jaylen Brown, that they would say, let's let it incubate and we'll get better, especially with Brad Stevens as the GM team president now. One, he's going to be very reluctant to make a quick decision on a young head coach that he chose. Clearly he chose Joe Mazzulla to replace or to succeed Ime Udoka for a reason. So I understand why he's staying with that. And it really is going to be a matter of, you know, can these guys grow? Now, my feeling is I've seen enough of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum as the nucleus of your team that I don't think that is the nucleus that's going to take you to a championship, in the same way that when we looked at Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, we could respect their individual talent. We could respect the overall achievements that they made. But Sam Presti was constantly trying to find the ancillary, complementary pieces to put around them to make them a championship duo. And I feel like the Boston Celtics are doing that and have done that, and it hasn't been good enough. Why hasn't it been good enough? If it was like we don't have the role players to get it done, then I would say, okay, keep experimenting until you find it. But the heart of it has been that Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown haven't gotten the job done as arguably the best players on your team. And when that happens and your support crew gets you there, then to me you have to look at that nucleus and change it. It's a huge gamble because you don't know that the next nucleus is going to be more successful than this one. But if you're the Boston Celtics and it's all about winning championships and getting ahead of the Los Angeles Lakers, then I don't know that you have a choice. That they're not going that direction, I understand it. I just don't agree with it if winning titles is really the benchmark of your franchise.
Rick Bucher with us here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, we get outside the game now because we had a really interesting statement from Commissioner Adam Silver in regards to John saying we have additional information. You know, Morant, who's been away from the team now since the latest gun video, saying we have additional information on this. Doesn't sound like, hey, guess what, guys? Things are going to be all good. I don't want to make this announcement to take away from the Nuggets and the Heat, which I get because it's like, boy, it's going to be a really bad headline in the middle of the NBA Finals. I got to think, Rick, this is going to be a season-long suspension
it's hard for me to argue with that. It's hard not to believe that this isn't really bad news for Ja Morant and the Memphis Grizzlies. It also doesn't really surprise me, to be fair, because, look, we had a half a dozen incidents. The idea that those were the only incidents, we have a pattern that is very clear. And this is my greatest issue with the whole – mea culpa. I went away for a couple days. I got some counseling, and now I'm going to sit down with one of the broadcast partners, and I've learned my lesson, and I'm a different person and all that. I'm like, when we're talking about the issues that we've heard, the half a dozen issues, I don't know that things change that immediately. Because if you recognize that these things, that this was undue.
Oh, no.
You know what? Rick's daughter hung up because the Heat lost. She had enough of him talking bad about the Heat and said, Dad, I'm hanging up your
phone. Might have been.
But it did sound like he's calling from like one of those old style landlines, right? Like the dial tone came in at the end. He's going to be calling back. Oh, I missed it. Got to go back to the beginning.
Oh, man, I hit the wrong digit.
Operator, who can I connect you to?
Murray Hill 555-1714 coming right up. Thank you very much.
Just a moment.
You know, big switchboards going on.
It's but as Rick was alluding to.
All right. Let's get Rick back on. Yeah. Rick, we said your daughter heard too many bad things you said about the Heat and hung up your phone on you. Is that what happened?
Pretty much. Okay. Pretty much. Right, she finally got across the room. I was holding her off with one arm.
That's good. Good boxing out.
Oh, the old Julius Randle. I'm going to hold you off with one arm and turn the ball over to the other.
Or was it the Rocky Mr. T thing with the palming of the Mohawk?
So you're in the middle.
Whatever it was, it only lasted so long. My daughter actually is a better athlete than I am at this point. So the fact that I was able to do that for a little bit was, I'm counting his points in my favor.
Victory.
So you had been on the John Morant and going and that there was no before your daughter hung up your phone all the things that he said there was been no real taking of responsibility for what's done so far. Now going forward it's going to have to be a bigger thing.
Yeah, I mean this really requires. Honestly, my big thing is. But not the length of the suspension or, you know, it should be 50 games or it should be a season or whatever. I would hope that whatever time it is, that it is time that is utilized to get to the core problem, whatever it might be. Because this is the thing that what I know about John Morant, what I've seen about John Morant, is that I don't get the sense that this is common behavior for him. Like this is who he is as a person, which leads me to believe that there are underlying issues that are prompting this kind of behavior, and that's what needs to be addressed. Whether it's the people around him, whether it's him himself, but understanding. I've seen too many things that tell me that John Morant has the capability of being an upstanding guy, and yet we've heard of this array of incidents that do not speak of somebody who is upstanding. And this and it's not just like one incident or two incidents. It's not brandishing a gun in a strip club. It's not beating up a security guard or a kid in a pickup game. It's like, it's all of these things. Like, and at some point you got to go, okay, what's going on? Because at times I see a guy who I wouldn't associate with that kind of behavior. And yet we've got multiple incidents, of that behavior. So what is it that's causing the flip or the switch with John Morant where he can be two different people? We can have this Jekyll and Hyde personality. And I just hope that it's more about let's help him resolve those issues so that we can get the best of John Morant all the time, as opposed to let's punish him and hope he figures it out. I bottom line is I hope the NBA and I hope the Memphis Grizzlies are in partnership with John Morant to find the solution, as opposed to just meeting punishment and saying, I hope you figure it out so you can come back and win games for us. I hope that there's more. I hope that this is handled on a more personal level, and a more concern is with John Morant the person than John Morant the player.
He's on Twitter at Rick Bucher. That is at Rick Bucher, Fox Sports 1 analyst. Check out the On the Ball podcast in which Rick discusses a pretty sweet Kyrie Irving trade rumor The link on his page as well. You can see it right there. The On the Ball podcast. Kyrie Irving. Where could he be headed? Check it out. Rick, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Sweep, yo.
There you go.
Tell buddy.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Draymond, you too.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more NBA on the way in a few minutes, but Tom Brady is not playing again. Did an interview in which, you know, ever since there was news broke that he was going to buy into the Raiders. Well, Jimmy Garoppolo, foot injury, hasn't been cleared to play, had to sign a waiver for the Raiders to sign him.
Sure.
Hey, if Garoppolo's not there, Tom Brady come out. We told you a week ago this wasn't going to happen. All right? Again, hate to say I told you so.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun
tomorrow's
theoretical
the night before,
stuff.
But we told you a week ago it wasn't happening. He said in an interview today, I am certain I am not playing again. That means he's not playing. The reason I knew this a week ago is because Tom Brady, if he wanted to go to the Raiders, he would have done it already.
Yeah.
He would have gone in the offseason. He's not someone that's going to come in and say, oh, I'll play because Jimmy Garoppolo's hurt. No, he's not. If he wanted to play, and listen, I talked to a lot of people who told me, hey, the Raiders' plan initially was Brady, and that's why they let Derek Carr go 2 games before the end of the season, sent him away. Their plan was Brady. It didn't work out. But even if that wasn't the case, Brady knew. If he wanted to go play for Vegas, he could have done it, but he didn't. And he's not suddenly now going to go, oh, if Jimmy Garoppolo, that's not who Tom Brady is. He was either going to continue his career or he's not. So, no, this was never happening. We told you a week ago it wasn't going to happen, and now Brady has basically said, It's not happening. Again, tomorrow's takes the night before, or before a guy even says something, we knew what they were going to say.
Yeah, just don't see a guy taking 5 months away and then suddenly decide, like him at this point in his career. Now, even 10 years ago, not that guy, but certainly not at this stage with what it takes physically. And as much as you may know what McDaniels did in the past, different wrinkles, different personnel, different everything that you have to acclimate to, he's not going to go on a shortened window to go do that. And he sure as hell isn't going to do it with a team that's subpar, right?
Not in that division.
Right, no, that's what I mean. He's not going to go in with a team that is by far outside of what, three or four guys? Crosby, Adams, Jacobs.
Stills, Nash, Young.
Yeah, I mean, Tin Soldiers and Nixon coming. I mean, all of those things. I actually heard that on the way in on my playlist. That was pretty good. But the idea that he would go to that squad in the AFC West to continue his career when you know everybody has the poison pens out, everybody has the daggers ready to go to try to attack his legacy, history, and who he is, because that's the other part of it. Right. You can always try to do your slings and arrows at the career. He's just going to hold up seven fingers and laugh at you. Or maybe he tells you, hey, I got to 10, so beat it. But when it's my performance starts to go down and you can now attack the guy in terms of his decision making and whatever else, he's not going to let that. He will not stand for that. Take your shots at his involvement with FTX. That's about as close as you're getting.
The only thing that I can say about Brady, my only worry is, yes, I have a worry about Brady. Not that he's not going to do his contract with Fox, anything else.
Said he was looking forward to it today.
Yeah, he's never taken retirement seriously enough as a big change. For him, it's like, I'm going from playing football, I'm retiring, now I'm coming back. I'm retiring on a beach at 5 o'clock in the morning, and now I'm on to what's next. And I'm doing my podcast with Jim Gray, and I'm on to this. And I get the whole keeping busy thing, that's what it is. But when you retire from the NFL, man, especially with the career that you just had as the greatest quarterback any of us have ever seen, more Super Bowl titles, where you've been about football, playing for the last 20 years, you need a little bit of time to go, okay, I need to stop and make sure I have what my life after football is going to be. And I feel like he hasn't done that. He's done the whole, I'm jumping from something to stay busy, but that doesn't help you cope with what it's going to be now that you're away from the field. That's my only worry about Brady. He's never taken it seriously. Hey, I need some time away. What's next?
Well, but I think part of that is to stave off elimination, i.e. he's afraid of what happens. Right, I remember when my dad, he had gotten sick the second time, and they told him, it's like, you know, you stay in Chicago, this doesn't end well, and it ends quickly. So he had to pack up and move to Florida. We were terrified, because so many of his friends that had retired didn't have long runs. And I'm not talking about, you know, his mortality when it comes to Brady, but just, you know, you want to push out any of that thought, keep yourself busy as long as you can.
We'll have more on this and more on Game 1 of the NBA Finals. One of the biggest takeaways we could possibly give you next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.